twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me sing my song.
Help me sing my song.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Who Cares Wins on a gloriously sunny Monday. My name is Jan Mulligan, and with me today is
a super guest in the corner of the room is just old Angela Bryan Stevenson.
Old?
But I'm on the other
side
mean
of old?
The room. Well, yeah, apparently I'm old because I'm having those hot moments, Jan.
That's called summer.
Oh, yes.
You're okay.
That thing in the sky.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful day today, and we have a summery topic for you.
We do indeed. Summertime. Sorry, that's to come, isn't
that's
it?
That's to come. Yes. Yeah, you can't sing.
I can't, can I?
As in, you do not have permission to. Keep digging, Jan, keep digging.
Did you see, folks, on Twitter? We are on Twitter, at CaresWins. If you want to talk to us and tweet in and say hi, tell us anything around health and well-being, or just have a laugh at the picture, again, that Jan has posted of me onto Twitter.
David
Jan.
Bailey, I am not. You tried to get your own back. I haven't seen it yet.
It looks like either I'm doing press-ups with these microphones or, as I say, I've been dragged through the hedge backwards. Or both, maybe.
Could be both.
But we are here.
We are here.
A wonderful Monday afternoon.
Yes. And we're going to share some of our knowledge with you. There's not a lot of it between us.
It won't take long.
Bear with us. Got lots of music to play. But first, we want to catch up with last week's guest,
Yay,
Martin Fever.
Martin.
He was talking about the importance of making space.
Yes.
And it's serendipity in the world how these things come together.
It's funny, isn't it?
I was listening to the radio this morning, and of course I didn't make a
Channel
note.
Radio?
No, I'm afraid not.
Paul no. Andrews will be after you.
He will indeed. No, I think it was BBC Radio 4. And
Jeez,
somebody was talking about the importance of silence, and apparently there's been study done, and I didn't have my pad
no,
and pen to hand.
She's looking at me now, listening.
The importance of silence. And apparently very few people in the Western world have silence in their daily lives.
Mm.
It's just we're bombarded by sound, but also we're bombarded by other external forces. And several articles, but also ergonomics in particular, is about your holistic approach to life and giving yourself space, making things the way you need them to happen. But the external world doesn't always allow that.
Mm.
So excessive input can do you damage. It just basically overloads you. It clogs your ability to function. And there are lots of studies in the ergonomics world about the health and safety aspects of texting whilst driving, because the body can't cope with concentrating on the road ahead, all the controls you need to operate within the car,
yep,
signalling, other drivers, and then you're trying to operate your mobile phone, and that's why they've banned it. It's now illegal.
But it is actually the physical, and this is why I always get men on my side, because the whole concept of multitasking,
absolutely,
and I've spoken about this before, is actually nobody can multitask, because
no,
it's the brain, the physical aspect of the brain. If it truly is completely focused on, let's say, what you're now saying to me, Jan, I'll be looking and listening. So if I'm truly in the moment, talking about mindfulness as I do, is that you're truly engaged and fully, everything here is listening to you.
Yeah.
I cannot concentrate on something else at that same split second. I
no,
may be able to tune in and out of you, Jan. And
you can tune out.
I sometimes may not do, of course. But it is that, yes, people think, oh, I can multitask, I can do that and that at the same time. Well,
no,
you can't actually.
No.
And that's where men can breathe a sigh of relief, because they think that for years and years and centuries that us women have had them believe that they're in the inferior race when they can't multitask and us women can. But actually, it's both of us. What we are better at, though, of course, is actually thinking that we can do things on the way of other tasks. So we
yes,
can, while walking the dog, we could post that and we could drop that off. And
yeah.
So we can get more things done rather than only one thing and then come back and have a rest, have a pint of beer. No, not really. I love men and I think there's some fantastic men out there. One of which, as I say, last week, Martin Fever.
Absolutely.
Fab guest.
So with all that, allowing for the fact that in practical terms we can't multitask, but we're constantly bombarded, we're ambushed in our eyes, our ears, our taste buds, touch. Basically, we're bombarded, touch is it, we get overdose syndrome.
Yeah, we do.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And for some people, this is a really, really important factor of their life, so much so that they then can't function. And there's a test one can take called a sensory profile.
Oh, yes.
Dyspraxia UK.
Do you remember Frances
Beaumont?
Being on our show?
Absolutely.
Hello, Frances, if you're listening.
Hello, Frances. And you can take this test, and it identifies whether you're a noise-averse person,
That's
an
right.
activity-averse person, emotion-averse, taste, light, all those sort of things, or whether you thrive on that atmosphere. So it can help, yes, maybe guide you into a career and activities, but also it can explain to you why you're not coping maybe as well as you think you should be able to cope. And it can then show you your needs, how to go forward. So we all cope differently under stress and strain. But the main gist of what I'm saying here, because I'm starting to ramble a little bit.
No, you're not rambling. I'm listening with my undivided attention.
Is Martin's things of make space, need for silence occasionally.
The sound of silence.
We'll try
I'm
not...
just going to keep throwing in songs every now and then.
Okay, but we promise we're not going to play you... Cage's 4 minutes, 33 seconds of silence. If that happens, something's gone wrong with the technology.
Yes, we are playing with you. Well, we could try it, couldn't we, Jan? We could all suddenly just have some silence in a moment.
No,
we won't, because that's mean. You can choose when you have your silence, because you could pause us.
4 o'clock. Not before.
No. Yes.
This is the important hour of your day.
Did you feel, listener, through the airwaves, there was that command from Jan? We will listen.
Until four.
One thing I wanted to add to that, though, Jan, is also, and I spoke about this at the Women Mean Business Conference a while ago. The date escapes me now when it was. I suddenly realised that my holiday in Australia and New Zealand, I think, was last year. And it wasn't.
It was this year.
So, yes, I'm all of it is. And one of the things I talked about there was the power of music. So they were talking about silence, which I also highly advocate that it's useful to have silence.
Because you had a silent day over the weekend.
And I had a silent day over the weekend. And with music, there are links and there are research studies out there that you can go and find them. And it's about the link with our bodies and music and different sounds. So it's not just music, it's actual sounds. And notice how, if I said to you, imagine the sound of a wonderful little river stream in the distance, if you can recall that and imagine how that would sound. Some people could well be, oh, I suddenly feel relaxed. I suddenly feel my shoulders are starting to lower away from my ears. And again, that's just a connection of a memory of the sound. Yet if we're physically there with the sound, the actual attachment and the emotions that actually that can arise within us and the levels and the serotonin, etc., the hormones that are released. So it is actually important to think about the type of music that we play, the type of music we listen to, the type of music that we have maybe on the background if we are working from home, for example. If we're in the office environment, in corporates, they sometimes have music in reception.
Yeah.
They sometimes have music playing over the telephone when you're on hold. And it's, I think, important for anyone to, and everyone, to think about the type of music that's played, because one piece of music could really irritate me. Yet somebody else could be really tapping their feet and going absolutely wild and crazy and having hair like me all over the place. And so it's important to think about that. And yet there is some research around the Bach music, the what they call the Baroque style of music,
right.
So Bach and Mozart, where that actually does link in with the chemicals in the brain that enhance our learning capability.
Ah, okay.
And the chemicals in the brain to enhance the attention span
right.
that we have. But again, it's not about having Mozart rocking out of every six, you know, huge boom bastard speakers that you have in your room. It's it's gently in the background, like a babbling brook.
And variety, because it's so easy to get into a habit. I used to, one of the jobs I had, I used to have Radio 1 on all day, every day.
Swearing again.
Sorry. And you get into that habit, and one day the guy who controlled the radio was off. So he secretly changed the dial. And it turned out that actually everybody else in the room would rather have talk radio. So, I'm sorry, swear again, we listen to Radio 4.
Yes, yes. Or we'd have you meant chat, as in not promoting.
No, as in...
we're talking about chat radio.
We're talking about chat radio. Or we'd listen to a cricket match or a tennis match on the sport radio.
Yeah.
But when he came in, it was straight back to music.
Mm.
So that, after a while, prompted the meeting to have the discussion, to have the democratic sharing of the sound waves. But maybe in your household, you have the same thing, that one person...
For teenagers.
Yeah.
Through to me.
And the referred noise to your neighbours. That's a pet thing of mine at the moment.
Oh, yes.
That underlying beat that goes on.
Yes. And we can't counteract that, Jan? You know, maybe play something back? We thought about it. We're getting ready.
As you say, we don't want to necessarily play music tennis.
No.
Doesn't necessarily work. Love 40.
But sometimes, you know, you want music, sometimes you want speech, but sometimes you want silence. And it's getting the balance right. And particularly if you're not sleeping at night, some people will watch television.
Mm.
And that will actually stop you sleeping more than you think it will, because the light that emits into the room will break your sleep pattern.
Well, did you know, Jan, and I bet you do, I was at the optician's with my mother on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And long story short, we were going through having her glasses reviewed because she'd had some a couple of weeks ago, not getting on with them. So we went back to see the opticians, right, who were fantastic, very patient with my mother. And one of the things that they highlighted was the fact that one of the reasons why they need to know if you're working, you know, what do you do all day? Mm-hmm. And my mum said, nothing, I'm retired. But it is important to understand what they do. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I knew a little bit about, obviously, VDU disc screens when I worked mm-hmm. on the EC directive when it came in. That shows my age, doesn't it?
Does a bit.
And the dispensing chemist lady said, well, of course, with the screen, as you'll know, Jan, mm-hmm. there's so much going on. It's not actually just one screen you're looking at,
no,
or a white background with some text on. Mm-hmm. It's a constantly moving image, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so your eyes, without realising it, your eyes are constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, oh, the penny's dropped of way I can explain it. But actually, can you imagine being in, let's say, going to a gym?
Yeah.
Just imagine it, Jan. You don't have to do it.
Thank
just
you.
Just imagine it. And you're being in a gym of your choice.
Okay.
And you are in clothing of your choice.
Thank you. I was worrying.
Yes. And you are surrounded by all your favourite people. So
okay.
There's nobody there who's showing off. There's nobody mm-hmm. there posing. And you are working out with a machine or some free weights.
Right.
And you're doing a particular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about doing it constantly.
Right.
Without a break
mm-hmm.
for maybe 7 days, 7 hours at least.
Yeah.
If not longer. Some people work longer than that. That's what your eyes are doing.
Absolutely.
If you're staring at a screen, working with spreadsheets, working with a website, designing, you're working with anything to do with that wonderful screen or televisions,
mm-hmm.
Reuters and all of the wonderful, you know, shares and stocks and mm-hmm. the figures. You just need to think that your eyes are constantly working in and out, zooming in and out.
Well, even some of our listeners now, they may be listening to us whilst they're working.
Exactly. So are they really taking a break?
So when we play our music breaks, it's not just to give us a chance to go, what are we going to say next? It's a chance for you guys.
Do you do that, Jan?
Sometimes.
I go on, have a cup of tea, have a dance.
But that's what the listeners should be doing. It's that music break. To have a break. If it's a boppy piece of music, that's good to shake your body around. But you need to exercise and rest your eyes at the same time.
You do.
And really good one. Can I give them a good exercise?
How can you do it?
Okay, so blinking is vital. You have to keep blinking. You now need to look straight ahead of you and imagine the furthest distance you can see. Obviously, you're in a room. It's probably only going to be
out the window, maybe.
Out the window if you've got
one.
Imagine a giant clock face.
We're doing a lot of imagination today.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should sing imagination songs.
And what you need to do is take your vision up to the number 12 of that giant clock face.
Yep.
Look at it for 5 counts. Do a big blink, scrunch your eyes, look at the centre. Open your eyes, look at the 3 o'clock. 5, hold for 5, big scrunch, blink, back to the centre. Do that to the quarter hours. If that's the only time you've got to take your break, you're done. If you've got longer, then you go to the 1. And you go to the 4, and you go to the 7. And you basically work your way around that clock. But what you're doing is as big as you can imagine that clock, so that you're really giving your eye muscles a workout from staring straight ahead of them at the screen, at the piece of paper, whatever it is you've been working on.
Did you know that's a yoga practice?
I did not know that.
It is a yoga practice. In fact, there's also engaging with the two hemispheres of the brain, left and right brain.
Mm-hmm.
Not left and right brain, left and right hemispheres of the brain.
I've got two brains.
And you're a short. You see? That's why you're over there and I'm over here. And it is actually an exercise you do. And if some yoga classes you go to, you may have found, some listeners may know this, you can actually go anti-clockwise, first of all. So you start at 12, go to 9, down to 6, and to 3 and then back up to 12, and then finish going clockwise to put the order back. But it also engages, it's a bit like some of those exercises where you used to have to clap and then touch your nose and your ear with your opposite hands and then cross over. And it's all that crossover activity of engaging the two hemispheres and trying to make sure that they are both tapped into and they're both brought up and they're both alive, rather than if you're perhaps, as I was in my corporate world,
very left hemisphere dominated, which is logical.
Yeah.
Logical, practical. I was. Process driven, step by step.
Left that behind.
I can't even say the word now.
Methodology.
Methodology. And so it engages that left and right hemisphere. So you're actually having a bit of fun and you're crossing over. And one of the great ones that I still do with people mm-hmm. is to, again, give them a break. Give them, again, that, if you like, mind break. Is if you, now try this, Jan.
I'm going to try this.
You don't have to imagine it. You have to do it.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
If you just hold your arms out in front of you, so they are literally stretched out from
palms
your
down.
Shoulders. Doesn't matter, palms down or palms up.
Right.
In fact, palms up facing each other, so they're inwards. And then what you do is you put one arm over the other. So cross your arms over so that your backs of your palms are touching.
Okay.
And now roll your hands down. And as you bend the elbows, you're bringing your hands around and up towards your nose.
Okay.
So that they then start, they're crossed over.
Right.
Now your palm, backs of your palms, the backs of your hands should still be crossed.
Oh, okay. I missed that one, folks.
And, oh no, I've got them wrong. Start again.
Okay.
It was palms together.
Palms
I do apologise, listen. Let's do it again.
Over.
So arms out in front of you.
As if you're going to do a big clap.
As if you're going to hug someone.
Hug someone, okay.
I know, yes. So we'll
another subject.
So we're not hugging anyone, but we have an imaginary person that we're hugging.
Right.
Now, we bring our hands...
Together.
No, we don't.
Back
we turn
to back.
Them out and then bring your palms. So I was correct. You fold your arms over. So you cross your arms over, but your palms meet together.
Okay.
And you clasp them.
We'll have to post a picture on Facebook, I feel.
So, yes, let me just clarify. Palms facing each other. Cross your arms over and then turn your hands so your palms are now touching and you're able to clasp your fingers together.
Okay. So my right wrist is running parallel with my left elbow and my right palm is facing my right shoulder.
Yeah, or the other way around. Some people might have their other arm on top. But as long as your palms can now touch and you can clasp your hands
Okay, so I'm linking fingers.
And then now roll your elbows so you can now bring your palms
towards me.
Down towards and then into the chest, up towards the nose.
Yeah.
Just hold it. Now, nice and relaxed somewhere. It doesn't have to be too tense.
My shoulders were really tense there. I'm concentrating hard.
And now I'm going to reach across, Jan, because I'm going to actually point at a finger.
Okay.
And what finger I point at, I'd like you to raise. So I'm going to point at that finger, which is her forefinger. And interestingly, what will happen, and you can try this with your friends at work and have a giggle at lunch, is you actually point at a finger. Don't touch the finger because the sense of touch will then engage with the brain as to what finger it is. But if I touch, for example, another one, I won't touch, I'll just point this one here, Jan.
You can't do it. It's really weird. The brain, she's pointing at my left ring finger.
Yes.
And my right ring finger was the one that moved.
Yes.
Because it's
seeing.
On, looking down at it, it's to my right. Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, it must be my right finger. And it's not. And even though I knew it wasn't.
Yeah. Now, just relax, Jan, because your shoulders are starting to hunch.
Getting
so tense. Really need to let go.
Because I got it wrong.
There's great activities. And I will post the actual picture so people can see. Two things it does. One, it gives you a great excuse to have a 5-minute break to do something different. So you're away from the screens, you're away from your workplace desk. You can just maybe just turn towards one of your colleagues at work. Or if you've got somebody around the house at home, you could do it with. Or by all means, I'm available on Skype. If you want to Skype me, we can have a quick chat. But actually, it does that. And it also creates a engagement of the brain again to the different hemispheres, so it's actually making it work differently.
Right.
So if you're, for example, if I've been involved in this huge research and spreadsheets and figures and numbers, that can actually take me away from this. I've been in this habit for the last 20 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever.
Absolutely.
And the third thing, which is really important, is it really makes you giggle.
We love a giggle.
Because you suddenly are like, whoa, what's happening? This finger that you want to raise, that you think you're raising, and the other side of the hand, that finger pops up. And
absolutely.
You're like, I wanted that one to raise. That's the one she's pointing at. So there is this giggle factor, which again, as you know, Jan, I love giggling.
We do.
But seriously, giggling is a great workout.
Well, we're going to have a music break now.
I can sing.
For people of a certain generation, possibly even two generations,
yay,
this should raise a big smile. And with everything that's been going on in the news recently, these are the happy memories from
indeed.
Your childhood.
Indeed.
Enjoy this track.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should
from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey!
Channelradio.co.uk.
Oh, that's a happy, clappy song, isn't it?
Did you see I was doing the action?
Absolutely.
Oh, it takes me back. We actually, although it, some people may say it's a sad note, we actually played that at my dad's funeral.
I think that's a lovely thing to do.
Was, my dad was so into Walking Woman Wise anyway. Yeah. And just that song, as you say, is generally just that uplifting.
Brings a smile to your face. Yeah.
You can't help but smile, really. If you have a song out there, listener, that you have, that, again, resonates, some sort of form of smile, bit of a giggle in your belly, let us know. Maybe we can dig it out and play it.
Absolutely. We're having special guests in the studio today.
Yeah.
Because my special guest is sitting opposite me, and she is.
She's just left the studio. She's just done a runner.
She so hasn't. She's still there.
it's
Angela Bryer-Stevenson.
Angela Bryer-Stevenson is one of the guests today.
But you have a guest with you.
Another journey begins. I have a fantastic guest, and what she doesn't know isn't worth worrying about, to be honest. And it's Jan Mulligan of Greenleaf Ergonomics. Good afternoon, Jan. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Angela. Thank you for joining us. So we've been listening to our listeners, as we do, and we've had several requests over the weeks that we've been running the show. And one of the requests was, well, can we hear a little bit more about you guys? Because we hear you interview guests and you allude to things that you do during the rest of your working week, but you don't tell us enough about it. So, you know, what's ergonomics, what's mindfulness, and all the other things we do. So we're trying today to give you a flavour of that, but through practical hints and tips. Absolutely. Several decades of learning spilled out into 40 minutes of radio.
How can we do that? It's not possible. That's not possible.
But what we're going to be doing, I mean, Angela did a spring clean show about a month or so back.
Yeah.
I did an ergonomics taster session a couple of weeks back. And we're going to be doing today a topic of summer and what to look out for, the good and bad things that can happen across the summer months. And as the year goes on and next year and beyond, as long as we can be here, we will be sharing with you hints and tips. Mm. So between our regular guest slots, we'll try and have presenter topics as well. So today,
that was one of the plans we had when we first started the show, as those listeners that have been with us from the beginning. Thank you very much. And we did say we would share hints and tips, we would share topics and themes as we went through the show, because also we had the wonderful Sue Parker with us in those early days. Mm-hmm. And hello, Sue, if you're listening in. I know that she's a busy lady these days, out and about, and I think she has to listen back later on.
Right.
Which, of course, any of you can do through Channel Radio's website, Listen Again, or, of course, our up-and-coming development of website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk.
Yes, we must have made it. We've got our own website.
Well, yes, that's it. Yeah, I can go and put my feet up now on the yacht that I haven't got yet. And so we were aware that we wanted to do that, and that was the plan. It didn't necessarily fall apart, the plan. It just actually, I think it's what
they
call...
We went to plan B.
We victims of our own success.
I think we were, because we had so many requests from potential guests to come on
the
show.
Which is brilliant.
Which is absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. To share their knowledge and share their hints and tips as well, which is what we're all about, is to really share that knowledge and share the love.
And we're just taking advantage that as we head into the summer months, for some people it's a very busy time.
Oh, yes.
But for others it's a time to kick your shoes back. Is it kick your shoes back? Shoes off?
You do a lot of your shoes.
Maybe don't just don't throw them at anyone. That's rude.
In some countries.
Absolutely. But just to...
Are we going to body language?
Oh, haven't got time.
I know. Did you know what that means, Jan? In Greece? It's not very
not in
nice,
Greece,
actually.
No, I didn't think it
you
was
You may
very
think
nice.
You're thumbing a lift, but actually you're swearing. Yes. Oh, there's all sorts of wonderful gestures.
So we're going to be sharing with you over the next half hour or so some more hints and tips. Mm. And summer, love it or hate it, it's upon us. Mm. And in some countries, it's summer is predictable. You know how long it's going to last. You know what the weather's going to be doing. But we're in the UK, and the spice of life is variety. So, yes, we expect to be warmer in the summer, but we're not necessarily going to be warmer. So you saw a headline this morning? Heatwave heading to us?
Yes, I was in the petrol station, and I very quickly glanced it on a newspaper, can't tell you which one, and it just said, we are expected to have a heatwave, 89 degrees Fahrenheit is expected. I don't know when, but they said soon.
Soon, yes, because they don't know.
Well, it could be
and
just
that's
today.
The trouble, because even if you look at the five-day forecast, chances are by your heading timing, heading into days 3 and 4, it's all changed again. So 1 minute you think it's umbrellas, the next minute it's a sun cream. But we're going to give you some hints and tips about how to survive that, whether you're doing leisure activities with family, whether you're going to be stuck in the workplace.
Well, what about if you're stuck in the workplace, Jan?
Right.
Come on, ergonomics woman over there that you are. And with the workplace, we were talking off air, some people in the workplace see summer as a great chance to declutter the office because it's quieter. Yeah. My background of being in a training department and learning and development department, we often saw August and July as quieter times for training because courses weren't going ahead, qualifications weren't going ahead. Everything seemed to slow down. People were on their breaks.
Yeah.
So naturally for us, it was a good cleaning up the cupboards, sorting out the September tranche, what's going to happen, new intakes, graduates, etc.
Yeah, so it's regrouping.
Interestingly, your take on it was completely the opposite, wasn't
summer
it?
Summer for me was always the most busiest time because quite a few of my jobs were preparing for the work that other people needed doing, and therefore they would take the summer off. Mm. So the summer was the time when I knew I wasn't going to have a demand on my day here and now, so that's when I had to prepare for everything else. And it would be when my IT world, installing networks, installing software, testing those. And for a university in particular, we had the 6 week time period,
of course,
so the planning that went into that and the time frame, and then somebody would go off sick. And
I was going to say, did it always go to plan?
Didn't always go to plan. My Gantt charts would get longer and deeper and deeper.
Now, you do surprise me, Jen. You do surprise me.
Woman of paper and pen,
no,
I'm afraid.
And your plan. Do you like your plans? And they're
I
good.
Do.
They are good.
But it's being flexible. It's accepting that we all have our limitations. Mm. You cannot do everything.
Really?
You can't.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
But it's also thinking of you first, taking care of number one, because we're all different.
Oh, yes.
And it's adjusting that workspace and that work plan to enable you to achieve what you need to achieve in a healthy and a well-being attitude. And simple things like, are you dressed for the task and are you dressed for the weather? So often we
bearing
see...
Bearing in mind corporate, but you see I've got my HR hat on as
absolutely.
Well. So, you know, corporate images come to play, and I'll come back to that.
Yeah. So in the studio, we're not blessed with air conditioning that we can run while we're on air because the sound interferes with the microphones. But Angela today is dressed sartorial elegance, is in a, if I may say, a vest top. Would that be the correct terminology?
I suppose that's what you call them. It's a sleeveless T-shirt.
Yeah. And it's the attire that a lot of women adopt during the summer. It might be a sleeveless dress if you're in the city. Mm. But so they'll travel in that, then they'll get to their office, which is good quality air condition, and then they'll feel cold.
It's freezing.
So have you got a cardi, a jacket, something available just to wrap around your shoulders so you don't get cold, your muscles don't tense up, you don't get aches and pains?
It's simple things, but
simple
often
things
people,
like
and also I used to travel on the trains, the old slam door trains,
yes.
Those of you that may remember, yes, I am old, I travelled in those
I used to like the slam door trains.
The slam door trains where the windows would never close in the winter, but always would stick open in the, stick open in the winter and never close, never open in the summer. And so it was just stifling, even when we didn't really have heat waves, just generally and a good summer's day in Britain. And so, in the end, I chose to... Well, I'd already foregone the fashion for speed and comfort, and I used to don my trainers to go to work, to commute to work. And then I decided, you know what, this is silly. Why am I sitting there profusely perspiring in my suit, my, you know, wonderful... Even if they were skirt suits, not trouser suits. And I thought, this is ridiculous. You can take your jacket off, but you've still got maybe a nice shirt or blouse on.
Yeah.
So this is ridiculous. I need to actually travel in something that allows me to arrive at work in a different state of mind.
Yes.
And so I chose to don just a pair of nice shorts, mm-hmm. or even any old shorts, to be honest. I don't care what I look like on a commuting train.
Mm-hmm.
And just a nice T-shirt or a baggy T-shirt or something, and have a fan with me as well, a little pocket fan in my backpack. And then I would choose at work to then change into something more appropriate for my HR role,
yeah.
and also that was akin, which is what I was alluding to earlier, in the formal dress policies.
Yes.
What do you call them? I've forgotten the word.
Dress policy. Dress code.
Dress code. Thank yeah. you. See, I've been gone for long. And so we would have dress codes,
yeah.
because obviously if some of you have worked in the city environment in financial institutions, there was a dress code and expectation. We did sort of allow people to stop wearing the bowler hats and the pinstripe suits. But I remember one year we had a wonderful company secretary who was very, very old school. He would come to work every day with his wonderful long brolly,
pinstripe suit.
Mm-hmm. He was a sharp dressed man. He was fantastic.
Lovely.
Even in the mid-hot summer, mm-hmm. he would come in. And he was shocked one time. He went down to the dealing floor and he came up to me and he said, "Angela, I can't believe it." I said, What's up? He said, "There are guys on our dealing floor with their shirts rolled up to their elbows. This is just not allowed." He was just a
civilization is breaking down.
But of course, it's like now, you know, they needed. They still had their ties on,
right?
But they were allowed to roll their shirts up to their elbows. And I think things have relaxed a bit more since then.
I think.
But it is, you know, you do have to sometimes adopt a uniform.
Yes.
So it is bearing in mind what you can and can't do, and if you're struggling with, well, I can't change my outfit, my uniform. That's what I'm given.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's about. We talked about underwear with wonderful Sarah, didn't we? Weeks ago, so the health and well-being of that, but also what you can do before you arrive at work, maybe over the lunch period, even just rinsing your wrists under
yes.
cold water,
keeping your wrists and your ankles free and cool.
Mm.
They are your two main pole spots, apart mm. from your neck. And quite often people will put a fan at desk level to aim at their face because they think that's going to be a good way of cooling down.
Mm.
If you can, put it on the floor and aim it at your ankles. That's a better way to keep cool
mm.
because heat rises. So if you're cooling your head down, the rest of your body is still hot.
Yeah,
so cool from the ankles and you'll feel the benefit better.
Mm.
Also with clothing, if you sit, think about what you wear in the winter and think about what you wear in the summer. And chances are the clothing itself is thinner in the summer
mm.
and therefore how you make contact with your chair will change.
Mm.
So if you've adjusted your chair, if you've got lumbar support, if you've got a WYSIWYG chair and you've got lumbar pump maybe
right.
or a pelvic pump to support you really comfortably, then just changing a few millimetres of clothing depth will change how your body makes contact with that chair.
Yeah.
So you need to reassess your chair settings.
And people don't remember that when they're driving.
No.
That was something I was always picking up with people who would drive in their car. Bear in mind you're adjusting the car position and the mirrors and the steering wheel, because steering wheels now adjust these days.
Yeah.
And yet you get in, I notice it. If I get in the winter with my wonderful big puffer snow coat on,
Yeti.
I would be able to move my chair further back, my driving seat further back. Yet getting in with just a T-shirt on like today,
yeah.
yes, I'm going to have to adjust it because suddenly I feel further away from the steering wheel or further away from the controls. So it is interesting that people think, oh, that's my seated position, that's it.
Yeah.
But it is. We do need to remember that summer, you know, the different clothing. What
same with
doing.
Shoes.
And
flat shoes for the summer, generally sandals, possibly lightweight pumps. Heels for bad weather for the winter, and therefore height of chair. And the temptation is, I've got low shoes, I'll take my chair down, but that will mean you're in the incorrect height for typing and dealing with paperwork.
Yeah.
You need a footrest at that point.
Mm.
So quite a lot of the clients I go to, there's a footrest there, and I say, do you make use of that? And they say, depends on the height of my shoes. And that's the perfect answer.
And you are a happy bunny.
I'm a
you?
Happy bunny
you're
at that point.
You're like, good answer.
I am. We're going to have a bit more music.
Already?
We're already.
My goodness.
This is a really nice summer song for you all. So kick your shoes off. Grab yourself a cool drink.
Get the fan on the ankles.
And do your visual clock exercise.
Yes.
Join us after this.
Summer breeze all in my mind. evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting back, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen. On a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Oh, could you feel the summer breeze? Not quite. It's very hot in the studio today.
Actually, it's not as bad. Again, it's how you think about things.
Absolutely.
And I can feel cooler.
Excellent. So I'm Jan Mulligan.
And
you are?
I'm Angela Bryer Stevenson.
And I think. We're Who Cares Wins on Monday afternoon. So, Angela, yes. As my guest today,
oh, yes.
I'm going to ask you the most difficult question I can think of.
What are the lottery numbers on Saturday?
Oh, if only. If only.
I know I'm talented, but...
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your starter for
go
10.
On, go on, go on.
Angela Bryer Stevenson.
Yes.
What do you do?
I am the owner of a wonderful company called Another Journey Begins, which, it says it on the tin, is all about people's journeys. And...
But this is not talking trains, buses.
No, I've had enough of that. And I've even taken my trainers off, although sometimes I do don them and I'm doing my training for the Great North Run.
Right.
So, yes, into fitness. I have a variety of tools in my toolkit. So rather than go into specifics, mm-hmm. Because we haven't got enough time today, my key is working with individuals, whether they be in business or working as employees or employers or just at home, whatever sort of areas of their life. But I'm working with them to encourage them back to be human beings. Mm-hmm. Rather than human doings,
the 5-year old
in
me,
which is a very key thing with mindfulness as well, and it's encapsulating all the work that I've done, all my passions, all my experiences in learning and development in the corporate world, and also outside in more personal challenges I've had. So it's working with individuals. So it is one-on-one coaching, and it is working with them or groups. I do team days where mm-hmm. we look at organisations. And look at how they can improve their working together.
Do you do things like
no.
logs? And
no.
I've got this chicken and this cabbage
no,
and a cannibal. How
I
do I
ask
get them
you
across
to
the
push
river?
Your boss down a cliff, even if you want to or aww. Not want to know. I moved away purposely from. I didn't want to go into the team building, which
right.
is what you suggest.
Mm-hmm.
There are great organisations out there that do it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the organisations, as you know, is dear to my heart, is the Men of Cancun.
Absolutely.
Up in Windermere, and they do corporate team building events with their 4x4 driving experiences, which
right.
is fantastic. What I do is I may well be the person that just links it back to the workplace.
Okay.
So rather than just purely building a raft, just purely abseiling down and bonding with your boss, and then calling him all the names under the sun, or her, all the names under the sun when you get home, and what a waste of time that was, I ensure that if we are going to have some sort of team building day or event, most of mine have actually been in the building, in the office,
right.
rather than away in a luxurious hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been about the office environment, their goals, what are they trying to work towards. In fact, sometimes just asking the key question, what is this team about?
Okay.
And what does it actually provide the business with what's its, if you like, its own little mission statement.
Excellent.
And from there, we start looking at, so who have you got? And I've got things like Myers-Briggs personality questionnaire, which looks at preferences. It's not about right or wrong, it's preferences. And how that can engage with teams to look at, actually, now I understand, for example, my preference. I would guess yours, Jan. I can't pigeonhole you until you work through the questionnaire, of course. But there are some clues I pick up with language and with certain activities that you do that would lead me, as a practitioner, to learn perhaps you are more a particular preference and I am the complete opposite of that preference.
Yes, the yin and the yang of who cares.
But again, it's how you actually can work with that rather than it being a, I need to employ someone that's a clone of Angela or a clone of Jan. So yes, working with individuals and really getting their spring back in their step.
Excellent. Excellent. And we're looking for the summer spring, aren't we, this today?
We are, yeah. And you were, summer spring.
We were chatting. We chat all the time, whether it's on air or privately in the car. No stopping us. And you were talking about inputs
Summer. Input. Do you remember
and
that?
My
film?
Brain goes, input is IT. It's zeros and ones, binary. That's what input is. But you're not talking
I'm
that.
I'm talking about input into your body and your mind. So as a mind and body coach, I'm looking at your input being just not... Where people think about food, they think, oh, yes, you know, you are what you eat. It's thinking about, yes, summer often can lead to being a little bit healthier in what we eat, not always.
Ice cream.
Yes, exactly. And we have more barbecued food, and it's whether or not we've burnt the stuff on the barbie. And so it's thinking about the food input. I'm also talking about input, for example, we talked about just earlier in the show, what we listen to or what we don't listen to, thinking about silence. And actually, if you are quiet, it's still not deathly quiet. There's lots of noises and sounds around.
Yeah.
It's also input in what we read, whether we're reading certain magazines. Are we reading, oh, it's summer holidays, let's pick up a certain book and start reading those books. And it's the input that you are putting into your brain, into your mind. And it's something when we were talking earlier about how was your weekend, Jan, and you said that you've been watching the World Cup.
Yes, Saturday.
And that was a great input because although it was tender hooks on the edge of your seat and it went on quite late.
It did.
You found that actually you were buzzing in time to go to bed, which didn't help.
Well, I was talking about the fact that we all have natural body clocks.
Yeah.
And my natural body clocks is basically if I'm not in bed and dozing by 10 o'clock,
then
it starts to wake up again. All right.
I had to be safe.
But I start to wake up again. And the match on Saturday night didn't finish until quarter to midnight.
You see?
And so I was barely keeping my eyes open.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of me was going, right, well, what are we going to do now then? Because that was really exciting. I can't go to bed now.
Yeah.
And I was bouncing off the walls thinking, I really need to sleep. I really need, and I couldn't.
And I think if you were to, if you were able to have a video, watch back you in action while you were watching the World Cup, then you would actually see how your mind was absorbing. So that input from the television, the input from the noises from the television and the commentators, and if you notice how they get all excited and they get louder and they say, oh, yeah, I always missed it. Again, all of that is input, and your body is resonating with the noises, the levels, the sounds. It's actually also engaging with the thoughts, the words, the phrases. So, of course, you're actually, you know, give it a workout. No wonder by the time it finished, you were like, right, who's go for a party?
And then I only had a few hours on Sunday morning before I was at Wimbledon again.
And it's all over again, I understand. Yes, because that was quite a tense on the edge of your seat.
Absolutely.
So it is interesting, and I'd like people to think about, with the summer coming up, whether you're at home with children because they're now off, or whether things are having to change and it's becoming more frantic, like Jan, you were saying, in your workplace, or even just at home as well, things are a bit more frantic because we're having to think a bit more about the day because now children are at home from school, the exams are finished, the stress has gone for them. Not for the parents, but maybe for the children. And so it is about, my challenge would be for the summer, is we're over halfway through the year, and I talked about this at the spring clean when I talked about spring cleaning, is reviewing perhaps your intentions at the beginning of the year. We're now into month 7, nearly into month 8. So thinking about, in January, perhaps you did set intentions about this year was going to be different.
Yeah.
Well, maybe forget that it's the whole year, break it down and say, do you know what, this summer, July and August, even through to September, can I just look at it and maybe just make it a little bit different? So whether we said we take a break at lunch, whether we even have one break in 1 week rather than every day, if that's too challenging, just something to be different. Look at what you're reading, look at what you're listening to, or listen to what you're listening to, and see whether that input is aiding the stress, the hectic, the franticness,
yeah.
or whether that is perhaps could be seen as something else that you can use to help you relax, to engage with you, the real person, in underneath all this franticness, and also allowing your body and mind to settle and to reconnect. And that's why sleep is so important.
Absolutely. We need,
because sleep is actually when the mind is at its most working.
Yeah. And you were saying that the summer months are where we might change
yeah.
what we eat, what
we might do.
Drink, yeah. what we read, what we watch, but also what we do. And from my work in ergonomics and helping people who either have an injury or medical condition, September and October are the months where I go in and help people with back pain, with shoulder pain, with arm pain.
I know what's coming.
And 9 times out of 10, there's something they've done in the summer that's triggered that. Mm. It might have been a simple trip and fall. They weren't paying attention, talking to somebody as they're walking along a beach, trip over, sprain the wrist.
Or playing rounders with the kids. Good idea.
Absolutely.
Haven't thought
about
it.
Grass burn. Haven't had one of those since you were 10 and suddenly it's happened. Mm. Or a back strain. You've picked up the grandkids. They've come running at you. You've wanted to give them a big hug. Mm. So it's taking that time as much as possible.
I have this whole image now of a poster.
Beware of summer.
Not so much beware of summer, but the posters that we have about healthy lifting. Well, yes. What's the
phrase? Manual handling.
Manual handling. I can now have this visual poster of how to lift your grandchild in the most correct manner.
Yes, he's running at you.
Mummy, daddy,
maybe that's something we could devise. You have to squat, bend the knees.
Yes, bend the knees.
Straight back.
Oh dear, how funny. We do digress, but hey, it's all related. It is all related. It's just actually, I think the key thing, we talk about it, when you listen, we're talking about people stopping and thinking
yeah.
before the action. Sometimes
it's, being,
it's just being. Just, and it doesn't have to be about everything becoming so slow and we're moving half time and in sludge. It can, do you like that? It is actually
my speed control.
Just 10 seconds of, no, I don't need to say that. I don't need to put the television on. And it's breaking out, which mindfulness talks about it, mm-hmm. breaking out of your autopilot.
And what's that school mindfulness, the stop?
Oh, the school, the Mindfulness in Schools project, which interestingly I was on a day retreat with Chris Cullen, who is one of the guys who works on that project.
Right.
And it's called DOT, as in full stop.
Ah, right.
DOT B. And the very quickly, they send a text message. The kids in the school would send a text message. Mm-hmm. So we're using the media and we would say that it's like a mindfulness bell. If I send you a text and it's just got full stop B in it,
yeah,
that's your like mindfulness bell to say, stop, Jan, just B. And it could be just a few seconds. And the other thing that was mentioned, which I loved at the weekend, he talked about our thoughts being thought buses. And what he meant by that is that buses can be useful, but often buses come to take us on a journey.
Yes.
And that's what thoughts do. Thoughts come, and if we get on the bus, so in other words, get involved in the thought, we then end up going on that journey, which then is this creative, wonderful imagination that can run riot and can take us away from what actually is happening. What actually can I make the best? I always talk about time management, and I say, what's the best use of your time right now?
Yeah.
Not in 5 minutes' time, not later, not when the kids get home. What about right now? The more that we, what's the word I want? Procrastinate?
Mm-hmm.
We're wasting the now time.
Right. Well, the now time, it's another piece of music. It's not going to stop
it's
and
whizzing,
be. Because this one's a really.
Doesn't time fly on this show?
It does. So you can't stop and be with this one because this really is a get up on
now
your feet.
Now, this one is an energising, get the body moving.
Summer holidays, memories. Here we go.
Fall. She's in some new sensation. walk up to New York City in a pumpkin cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
So were you bopping?
I was, well, I just have images, and I'm sorry if anyone's not seen the film Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Have you seen Mrs. Vaguely. Doubtfire? Is, you know, I talk about creating the best friend you can have regarding workout is your vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And if you can just envisage the Mrs. Doubtfire and her vacuum cleaner.
I remember, yeah.
That's, whenever I hear that song, I can just, it's like, yes, where's the vacuum cleaner? Because I could just get my vacuuming done in so much quicker time.
So you're not going to have nice straight lines of carpet sweep. You're going all over the place.
Why not? Yeah. Be radical. Be different, Jan.
Absolutely.
But how energising that can be and what fun. Get the kids involved. Maybe give them dusters and they could be shaking them around the room. Not the dust, but actually them dusting and shaking them outside.
And move your valuables first.
I just get so excited at that song.
Oh. Now, we've had a Facebook post from Kevin Can of Channel Radio, and
Kevin's
written in, bring on the heat wave. I've got my shorts on but no cardi. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad image.
Well, as long as the cardigan's not hanging on the back of the chair,
that's it,
and that he's going to sit in that chair, because that's not good, is it,
Jen? That's not good. But yeah, brilliant. Hopefully the heat wave is heading Kevin's way, because then it'll stay away from me. Now we've got some events.
Yes, we have, and I am just finding the one. We've had a request from a new listener, and it is Louisa. I love her email address. It's louisa@cheerful.com.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very appropriate, very apt. And she's running a couple of workshops that, albeit, are September, so I know it's a little bit further
off. Right, but it's planning.
But it's about planning and getting them in your diary now.
Yes.
There are two. She's doing one called Breath for Wellbeing. And that is £15, including a handout. And that's the 6th of September from 2 till 4pm at Stour Street, Canterbury. It's the Concord House Clinic.
Ah. Yeah.
And the other one she's running is called Yoga for Hypertension. And it's a class where you'll learn a simple yoga routine and a calming breathing technique that can be used anytime, anywhere to alleviate the stress response. And again, only £12, including an MP3 download. And of the relaxation technique. So if you're interested in either of those, the best thing to do is go onto Louisa's website, which is bodymindunbounded,
wow,
or one word, .com. And you'll see those events are listed and how you can then contact Louisa to book. They sound great.
They do sound great. And the lovely Sue Parker.
Oh, hi, yes, Sue's
and
listening in. And
Wendy
they're
going to
be, it's her and Wendy Watson.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable this coming Saturday, which is the 12th of July.
Absolutely.
So if you are up for going down there, if you're local to Whitstable or you're coming to visit Whitstable, go along to the Horsebridge Centre, and you have Wendy, who's offering reflexology. So that's where she does wonderful things with your feet. which then has huge impacts on the rest of your well-being and your body. And also the lovely Sue Parker, go and say hi to her. And also she does some wonderful card readings with her Native American animal cards, which are just, I just like looking at them. Gorgeous cards.
Have you had your cards done?
She did, yes, last year now. She went through them. And it's interesting because she actually gets you to shuffle them all out and you pick out 13 cards. And you were talking about a clock earlier.
Yes.
And what she does is it's laid out in this, in the series of a clock.
Right.
So you've got, but people say, why 13?
I was going to say, excuse me.
She lays them out on the 13th card, which you don't know what they are because they're all not turned over yet.
Okay.
But she lays them out to choose where you put them in the clock face. And then the last card you have in your hand is placed in the middle.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And that's the last card she turns over. And it's normally, I think 99.9% recurring, is the summary card of everything that she's gone
right
through. And it's amazing.
And that's summary as in summation, not summary as in summertime, which is our topic today.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Is it near
the end of the show,
it
Jan?
Is it? Guess next week.
Next week we have, you remember, we had an acronym quiz and we had a winner.
We did.
Cheryl White from New Leaf EFT. We had some chats with her today and we've been doing this recording. She's on our show next week. So tune in to hear all about her excitement at winning the quiz and also what she does.
Excellent. So we hope today Angela Bryce Stevenson of Another Journey Begins.
Yay!
And Jan Mulligan of Greenleaf Ergonomics. We've shared some of our summer top tips with you. There are so many more we could share. If you've got a problem or a concern about summer, let us know. We'll do our best to answer.
Have a great week.
We're going to play you a lovely laid-back summertime tune now. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Summertime. Have a lovely
Enjoy
week, everyone.
Enjoy your week, everyone. Take care.
See you soon.